So where did the name come from? Surely people think love compost. It's something to do with horticulture. What's the link between that and art?
Well, most of my artwork is about, you know, things that have been lost or found or put on a skip, and then I make stuff out of it. So that's kind of where it came. But before that, years ago, I did really like making compost, and I was a bit obsessed with it. And my old Hotmail address was ilovecompost@hotmail.com. And when I became a freelancer, because I ended up working in London, living up here, I used that address, and everyone remembered it. So that's compost. But what I was going to say to you is, apart from my stuff here, and obviously we're organising the vintage market once a month, there is an extraordinary feeling, which I've noticed, having not really had that many friends in Shropshire when I first moved here, of a new creative resurgence in the town, which has been really interesting. Over the last kind of 3 months or so, there was a fantastic exhibition at Flaxmill. Mm-hmm. Where I met a lot of artists, and all of a sudden they've come out of the woodwork. There's this amazing exhibition on at the Bear Steps at the moment. Helen Foote stuff, incredible. Her brother Richard Foote, they have their studio in Butcher's Row, and they've got an open studio this weekend. They're doing wicked things. There's a really cool girl called Kate Milbank who's just moved back to town, who's a tailor. She and Helen are looking at doing the first ever Shropshire tweed and putting a collection together. There are some really, there's an, a couple of architects I've just met have just moved back. I had one of their daughters in the class this morning. There's a brilliant designer who called Matt, who does a brilliant colouring book called Jotting and Spotting, and he has just come back from Brighton, and they're all kind of there's a real creative buzz going on, and it's really exciting.
And you referred to this part of the market as the corner of cool.
I did call it that. That's now, my little name for it.
It was the first flea market here a few weeks ago that kind of brought me back here. That and someone mentioning the cafe, I thought I'd come and check that out. And then suddenly, the market, as you say, is cool. Mm. How did that happen? What's the history?
The boys. It is the boys. Erin and Victor live in Birmingham.
Yeah.
They amazingly decided, when this wasn't the corner of cool, and this was just a very dull corner of the market, that they'd open a cafe here. And I think they've got amazing vision, because from that, everyone else has followed. And, you know, the dog-eared vintage guys were next, and then I took on this part, and the last one's Joe Bloodworth, who's a fab textiles designer, who's in the corner there. And it's just really, really got a lovely atmosphere. I mean, there's something just really, really nice about it, and it just, it's cosy. You know, it doesn't feel like you're in the market. We have a lot going on.
And just finally, I want to rewind to when you were talking about finding yourself living in Shropshire and it taking a while to kind of make friends.
7 years.
Tell me about that.
I think I'm used to working in Soho and sitting in a pub. And when you sit in a pub in Soho, you sit down and you say to someone, oh, I'm doing this. And they go, oh, you should talk to so-and-so and you should talk to so-and-so. And I just didn't feel that I had the same response here. It was quite a hard place. Now I am. I don't know whether that's because people are moving back or whether it's... There feels like a much more generous kind of... You know, 7 years ago, I didn't feel... My neighbours were very welcoming, but I didn't feel like... I mean, certainly finding work here was impossible. Impossible. It was really hot. So, as I said, I ended up freelancing in London three days a week and leaving Daisy up here with husband. So, but, yeah, it was a difficult time. And it's really interesting how, when you find your feet, it suddenly snowballs, you know. But lovely friends now, and it's fantastic, but it took a long... long time. It took a long time, actually.
Why are you glad?
Do you know, like, when you're at university and you do that thing in the first year and you make friends with all the crap people?
And then you spend the next 2 weeks, 2 years trying to get rid of
them. Getting rid of them. I think I found the cool ones now. That's good.